Any? Titus asks. No fretting. I'll be quick about it. Rogue performs the necessities and commences the fight. Cassius is not quick about it. The ugly blades sound brittle against each other. The clangs are harsh. The blades chip, they grind. But how silent they are when they find flesh. The only sound is Titus's gasp. You killed Julian, Cassius says quietly. Julian Au Bellona of House Bellona. He pulls his blade free of Titus's leg and slides it somewhere else. He rips it out. Titus laughs and swings feebly. It is pathetic at this point. You killed Julian. A thrust accompanies the words, words he repeats until I no longer watch. You killed Julian. But Titus is long dead. Tears stream down Quinn's face. Rogue takes her and Leah away. My army is silent. Thistle spits on the cobbles and puts her arm over Pebble's shoulders. Clown looks even more dejected than usual. Even the proctors make no comment. It is Cassius's rage that fills the courtyard, a cruel lament for a kind brother. He said he did it for justice, for the honor of his family and house. But this is revenge, and how hollow it seems. I grow cold. This was meant for me, not for my poor brother, Titus, if that was ever really his name. He deserved better than this. I'm going to cry. The anger and sadness well in my chest as I push through the army. Roke looks at me when I pass him. His face is like a corpse's. That wasn't justice, he murmurs, without looking me in the eyes. I failed the test. He's right. It wasn't justice. Justice is dispassionate. It is fair. I am the leader. I passed the sentence. I should have done it. Instead, I gave license to vengeance and vendetta. The cancer will not be cut away. I made it worse. At least Cassius is feared again, Roke mutters. But that's the only thing you got right. Poor Titus. I bury him in a grove near the river. I hope it speeds him on his way to the Vale. That night, I do not sleep. I don't know if it was his wife, or his sister, or his mother they hurt. I do not know what mine he came from. His pain is my own. His pain broke him, as mine broke me on the scaffold. But I was given a second chance. Where was his? I hope his pain fades in death. I did not love him till he was dead. And he should be dead. But he is still my brother. So I pray he finds peace in the Vale, and that I will see him again one day, and we'll embrace as brothers, as he forgives me for what I did to him, because I did it for a dream, for our people. My name, three bars beside it now, floats nearer the Primus hand. Cassius has risen too, but there can only be one Primus. Since I cannot sleep, I take the guard shift from Cassandra. Mist curls around the battlements, so we tie sheep around the walls. They will bleat if an enemy comes. I smell something strange, rich and smoky. Roast duck, I turn and find Fitchner standing beside me. His hair is messy over his narrow brow, and he wears no golden armour today, only a black tunic striped with gold. He hands me a piece of duck. The smell makes my stomach rumble. "We should all be pissed at you," I say. His face is one of surprise.
"Tots who say that usually mean to explain why they are not pissed."
"You and the proctors can see everything, yes?"
"Even when you wipe your arse."
"You didn't stop Titus because it's all part of the curriculum." "The real question is why we did not stop you."
"From killing him?"
"Yes, little one.
He would have been valuable in the military, don't you think? Perhaps not as a praetor with ships in the ink. But what a legate he would have made, leading men in star shells through enemy gates as fire rained down against their pulse shields. Have you ever seen an iron rain, where men are launched from orbit to take cities? He was meant for that."
I do not answer. Fitchner wipes grease from his lips with the black sleeve of his tunic.
"Life is the most effective school ever created. Once upon a time, they made children bow their heads and read books. It would take ages to get anything across."
He taps his head.
"But we have widgets and data pads now, and we Golds have the lower colours to do our research. We need not study chemistry or physics. We have computers and others to do that. What we must study is humanity. In order to rule, ours must be the study of political, psychological, and behavioral science. How desperate human beings react to one another. How packs form, how armies function, how things fall apart.